Well, what about when you think about town events then, church suppers, and are there any events that are no longer happening that you miss, or things that have, that you used to attend that you no longer attend, or when you think about, you know, any of the parade, the winter carnival or the parades or?
The winter carnival was here, you know, back years ago. We used to have a fourth, we had the, centennial parade. That was a big thing. That was, we used to have a Tidal station on the, where the village green is now. And that was a Tidal station, and I had pictures of that.
What is a Tidal station?
Gas station.
Oh, a Tidal station.
Tidal, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then Dave Demerit, his little garage was there for years and years when he was working there, and all the men used to socialize there. That got sold, so that went out of town. There's no place like that anymore.
You mean a gathering place?
Yes.
So that
for
you
all the regulars, you know, that was that was big time.
So you remember the men standing around outside,
oh, yeah,
chatting?
Oh yeah, that was big time.
And what time? What decade are we talking about? Decades.
I don't remember when they sold it or tore it down. But it, you know, it became the village green.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't all that many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But that kind of took the, that was sort of the nucleus of the village right there.
So people, we were just getting gas. I mean, what else would they have been getting there? Would they have gotten a
Nothing.
Cup of coffee or anything? No.
Oh, yeah, they made coffee themselves, or they would furnish coffee. One would bring in cups and one would bring in, you know, that kind of thing, back and forth. It was not served to them, or they just went there, and that's where all the decisions in town were made, and the gossip took place there, and no, that was a big, big, big.
And you're saying they were standing around outside?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the winter, and the cash register was right on the left as you go in. Well, in the winter, you had hard work to get in there to pay. But they had a hoist, you know, they used to do work on cars. It was not a very big place.
Sure. And who was the owner again?
I don't know who owned the garage itself, but Dave Demerit worked there for years.
He was the character then.
Yes, he was.
Do you think it was because of him that people congregated there? Because of his personality?
He had a big part of it.
And what was he like then? How would you describe him?
A lot of fun. I love him. A lot of fun. Great guy. Yeah, still is.
Very sociable.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of fun.
Because there were other gas stations in town, so there must have been
more. Yeah, but they didn't do that. They didn't hang out there.
Yeah.
No.
Right.
No. Very different. My uncle and Clyde Chase, who lived with my grandmother, or boarded with my grandmother, owned what is now Maplefields for a few years. And he sold out. My uncle, whose name was Gordon Bull, married to my dad's sister, Hildegard. He sold his half out to Clyde Chase and went to work on the mountain, my uncle Gordon. And the day before I graduated, we had class day over at the high school, what is now the Helen Day. And my uncle was working and he dropped dead on the mountain.
Heart attack?
Yep. I loved him. I loved that man. And I was devastated, but two or three days before I graduated, it was class day. I remember that. And that was heart-wrenching because I thought so much of him.